West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
Yep, that's me, Brian Bowersock, here doing Auto Talk Radio with the producer over here, Mr. Brendan.
Good morning, everybody.
Flipping the dials, turning the switches, doing all those kind of cool things to keep things moving over there in the studio as we bring you Auto Talk Radio every Saturday morning live, doing fun stuff. I hope we're live. I feel like I'm breathing, so it's good. I think I'm alive. So, always good to, that's what I always tell people. And so, how's your day going? Well, every day's a good day. If I woke up and stood up, it was a great start. So, just keep it plugging on down the road, right?
That's right.
How are you doing, my friend?
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. Car, it continues to, as we said last week, run like a top.
There you go. Like a car that's running like a top.
Yeah. This week, we just had a really good week with the car and just in general in life too. It's been just nothing but fantastic stuff. So I cannot complain a bit.
Yep. There you go. Hey, as long as you can't complain about your car, it's a good day. That means that we've done well for you. Keeping your two little vehicles on the road. Let's see. We got the Rogue and we got the what? The
Elantra.
The Elantra, Hyundai Elantra. That's right. I remember
that's
that.
That's right.
Actually, I think I saw that out there in the parking lot. So you're driving the Elantra and your wife is driving the Rogue?
Only on the weekends. On the weekdays, I have the Rogue and she gets the Elantra.
Gotcha. Well, why is that?
Because the car seat situation. There's a car seat in the Rogue. So if my wife wants to go somewhere that day, she takes that. Otherwise, I have Russell during the weekdays usually.
And oh, you do.
It sounds like we're divorced. That's not what I'm trying to say. I don't know. I'm just saying, just based on our work schedules. That's
correct.
All.
Yeah, I get you. So you pick and drop him off at daycare and stuff like
that's
that.
That's correct. Yes.
Gotcha. You and little Russie make the trip over to daycare together.
All the time.
Yes. Does he get mad when you drop him off?
Never. No, he's so used to it.
He probably likes seeing the other kids.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, he goes.
It's his like, friends.
He goes, Dean, Amanda, hello. Oh
my Does God. He?
Yeah, all the time. Those are his two best friends.
Oh, yeah? Cool. They're at daycare.
That's right.
Hey, it's always good to have friends, man. It's totally. Like you when you show up at the bar. What's happening, Tom and Fred? I'm just kidding you. I don't think you have time to go to a bar.
That's true. No, not in my lifetime now.
No, not very often, huh? All right. Well, good stuff. Glad your car is running well. And why don't you just get another car seat so you have one in each car? Thought process.
No. We're getting into it. It's just a matter of just trying to save money.
Gotcha. Or wait a little bit because he'll pretty soon be big enough. He can just use one of the booster ones probably.
True. We're still in the phase of him being faced away from the car because that's actually the most safest spot for a child or a baby.
Oh, he points backwards still?
He still points backwards, yeah.
How old is Rusty now?
He's 2 and a month.
Boy, how?
Yeah. Oh. But it's based mostly on height and weight, not really age of the person. So.
I know, but what is the...
So the limitation on the...
Is it 70 pounds?
No. So for him to face forward so specifically, he's got to be above 40.
Oh, okay.
He is consistently at 37. Even when he was born, I feel.
No matter how much he eats, Rusty stays at 37
exactly.
pounds.
Exactly. And keep in mind, that's with clothes on, too.
With clothes on.
Yeah, clothes on.
Have you ever weighed
on.
Him with no clothes on?
Exactly. We have for doctor's appointments.
Oh,
but
gotcha.
When it comes to car seat situations, Highway Patrol has suggested that you weigh your kid with clothes on and shoes on because
that's
how you're going to
put
them. Exactly.
Yeah, so, unless you're letting him ride around naked in your car, which is not a good idea.
Yeah, never. For multiple reasons. But nevertheless, so he weighs 37 pounds with clothes on. So without it, it's around 34 and a half.
What age do you come out of the car seat, though? What group? Not age. Because what height and weight, I should say. Because that's really the most determining factors.
So again, the weight part, I know he has to face forward when he's above 40 pounds. That was the more key one.
You have to?
Yes.
Why?
because otherwise it actually hinders and cramps up the body enough where it starts.
Oh, it's bad.
Yes, exactly. Okay, gotcha. Especially on long car trips for him, for sure.
Gotcha.
But luckily, we don't do very long car trips most of the time.
Gotcha.
Have we done sometimes? For sure, yes. Especially in North Dakota. We travel from one side of the state to the next to do a job interview, and I didn't get the job. Well, I could have gotten the job.
When was this?
I said no to it. This was back when I was revisiting.
Oh, this is a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rusty wasn't even around then, was he?
No, he was.
Oh, he was born then.
Yeah, he was.
Did he go up to North Dakota with you?
He did.
Oh, you and your wife went too.
He had the cutest, puffiest jacket you have ever seen. He looked like just a walking marshmallow.
Like the Michelin man.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. I relate everything to cars. So like the Michelin man.
Yeah, it was perfect.
It was good stuff there for sure. Yeah. No, well, it's good to know that little Rusty has made his trek up to. Did you take him to see the president's faces?
No, that's in South Dakota.
Oh, that's so, South Dakota. Yeah. That's right. That's where I was.
We made him see
before.
The biggest cow statue, if that counts for anything.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I don't know
What did he have to say about that? Not much, huh?
Boo.
All good stuff. So, all right. Well, you didn't drive up there, though, did you?
We rented a car. Yes.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay, that's what I figured.
So, for a child could stay in a car seat or booster seat until they're 4 feet 9 inches or 57 inches tall, or at least the age of 8. Doesn't say anything about
yeah,
our
but
weight.
If you're not 4 tall and over the age of I thought 7 around 7 was the thing. But what if you don't fit the normal standards?
Well, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like maybe you're 8 years old, but you're not 4 feet 8 tall or whatever. What if you're only 3'9" or some crap?
Again, this is just based on specifically the Highway Patrol recommendation, or not recommendations, but I should.
But
say
isn't there a law?
Yes, there is a law.
What's the actual law?
What I will say is this: when you're past the certain age point. I think that's at that point.
It's not required.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, is it 7 or 8?
In this case, for specifically for booster C, that would be all the way up to 12 years old, actually.
Wow.
It says here. Yeah. Your child must be in the backseat until they're 12. And again, if they're above the certain height requirement or the certain weight limits, then they can be out of those booster seats.
So what is the height and weight?
Again, the weight and the height. Well, the height I already read to you is 4'9".
Yes. What
and
was
then
weight?
The weight. Let me take a look.
Does
here.
It even say?
I would definitely think it would say. Cause
I would hope so. Jeez.
I don't see it on
here. I think there's a height and a weight, though. I did think that.
Currently, Russell is allowed to sit rear facing until he's 3 years old. Otherwise,
So no booster seat and no kit. No booster seat, basically. I think it's 4'9" or 70 pounds or something like that. I think it's
70 pounds if I correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually 65.
Okay. 65. Okay. Close. Gotcha. Close.
Yeah.
Close.
Either way. So if
just
it's
good
if
public
past that
service
point.
Announcement exactly. For all folks out there, if you have children or if you're a grandparent and you're trucking one around.
Yeah.
You know, got to make sure you're in the right seats, right?
For sure.
Being
so
safe.
I don't think he's hit that height requirement yet. But either way, he's still allowed to be rear-facing until he's 3. One of the important things I do want to mention, too, I've been told this multiple times by many highway patrolmen, is that when your kid hits that weight limit or that height limitation, do not view it as a graduation for your kid at all.
Yeah.
Because they're the safest they could be is that rear facing car seat situation.
Gotcha.
So, you want to take your time with that kind of thing because again, obviously the safety measurements for your child is what is the utmost importance in that situation for sure. So
absolutely,
definitely take your time. So, Don't try to feed your kid steak 900 times in a row just so he can hit that weight limit.
Are you bulking little Rusty up? Is that what you're saying?
Every time I think I am, no, he's just. He's plateauing on his weight chart.
Plateauing on his weight chart. He will grow, trust me.
Yes, no problem on that one.
Yeah, you don't.
He's already the tallest.
You don't have any small people in your family, right? Like Brad Williams, the comedian?
My mom's.
Like a midget?
No, not that size, no. My mom's side is short because she is 100% Irish on her end.
Oh, gotcha.
My
Does your mom have red hair, too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, I never mind. I shouldn't say that on the air.
I don't know what you were going to say, but just don't.
It has something to do with her age, but I'm not going to say it.
So it's not really red anymore.
Yes, you're right.
And Brendan, you just said your mom has gray hair, basically.
I didn't mean to. Oh. Okay, anyways, and then on my dad's side, his side is more Norwegian, and his family is super tall.
Oh, gotcha. So I'm assuming, how tall is your dad?
My dad is at 6'5".
Oh, geez, he is tall.
He is huge.
Well, you're a midget then.
Exactly. I just.
What are you, like
5'11"?
5'11", yeah.
I'm so angry I didn't get that extra inch. At least I wanted the 6 feet. But no,
I made it
never.
To 6 feet, luckily. Right there, though.
I'm so upset about that.
My older brother is 6 something, but my younger brother, Kevin, was like 5'8", 5'9". 5'9", I think he was.
Yeah, back in the North Dakota days of my dad in high school, he was always the center because he was the tallest.
A giant yeah. at 6'5".
Yeah, there was a point where he...
Are all his brothers that height, too, and stuff?
Surprisingly, no, not so much.
Oh, he but just got tall.
To be fair, my...
How tall was the milkman?
to be fair, yeah, my dad's dad was very short. He was actually shorter than my grandma. So I'm surprised he got that height out of there. So, but, you know, nevertheless, he made it to the North Dakota State All-Star team because of his height. So, but... sure enough, there was a kid that was 1 inch taller than him that kept blocking all his shots during the All-Star game. He's got a recording of it. It's amazing. I love seeing him try and the announcer, and I quote the announcer, "Boy, he is so determined to make a basket in front of this guy." Because there was a time where he had the basketball, shot it 4 times in a row, every single time, block, block, block. And that's when the announcer said, "Man, he's so determined to get the basket." 5th time's the charm. He did get it eventually.
There you go.
And that was his only basket in the whole game.
Somehow we went from car seats and height and weight. Now we're talking about basketball.
Yeah, well, we were talking about height, to be fair.
Yes, so, we were. Yeah, yeah. That's all good. So, well, congratulations on your dad after 5 tries.
For those wondering about the car seat situation, to forward facing, the age from that is from 1 year old to 7 years old. Booster seats are from 4 years old to 12 years old.
There you go.
And obviously seat belts are required at all times
for for everybody. Yeah, that, yeah. For you too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah, no riding in the back of the pickup truck like we used to do as kids.
So. No, exactly. I used
you
to
probably
love
never
to.
Did that.
No, are you kidding me? I did that I was tailgating back in the day for football games and stuff.
Oh,
like that,
just so. Around the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. But it was so much fun.
In Ohio, growing up, we used to throw people in the back of the truck all the time and just go cruising. it was allowed. It's not allowed anymore. Don't do it anymore.
Don't do it anymore, people.
Yep. So, okay, today we're talking to, I mean, we have many automotive things to talk about, obviously, but vehicle warning lights that you should never ignore. Some great stuff as far as that goes. And all kinds of things, you know, as we roll down through here, to be honest with you. Let's see. I didn't, automotive news-wise, cool new stuff that's... the Ford Maverick is now Motor Trend's number one ranked compact truck. So, and Zach has one of these and he loves it. You wanted to get a Maverick, didn't you?
I did. I'm waiting for a very good hybrid version of it, obviously.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that last week too. But I'm not surprised. Again, Ford is listening to their customers in terms of what things need to be improved on. Now, again, for my hybrid kind of truck, they're still currently working on the suspension situation on that and making sure it could still cost in the same range.
Gotcha.
For a higher trim for that level, because otherwise it's going to go more expensive than the highest trim level for Ford. So, but I believe with the technology and again, Ford's great customer service on that part. I have nothing but high hopes for Ford and the Maverick for that matter, for its future and getting better and better with each generation. So, I'm not like
Zach loves his, but it's not a hybrid.
I know, and like I said, it's for the market it's in right now for compact trucks. Obviously, I think it's like. Surpassing every single one too, so I couldn't agree more with that decision from that company too.
Ford still at the same time, I'm surprised you didn't remember. You know, there's a new recall out for Ford 1.4 million vehicles.
We talked about it off the air. We didn't get the chance to talk about it on the
backup camera problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Ford Motor Company has recalled over 1.4 million vehicles due to a condition where the backup camera displays or shows a distorted, inverted, or blank screen when shifting into reverse. The recall vehicles include 2015-19 Lincoln MKC. Oh, the Mustang. F-250, F-350, F-450 Super Duty pickups. 2016-19 F-550 Super Duty and Transits. 2015-17 Lincoln Navigator and Expedition. 15-18 Edge and Transit Connect. 2017-19 Econoline and 2019 Ranger. Ford will cover the cost to dealers to replace the rear view camera on the vehicles as needed. Oh, it's a camera problem. So it's not the actual thing. So Ford blames the issue on its camera supplier, Magna. According to a report, Magna's sub-supplier conducted an unauthorized change to the camera's printed circuit board header tooling. Oh, wow. Often a subcontractor will do something like that if they can get away with it to save a little money, make some more money. Resulting in loose terminal connections that led to corrosion and electrical issues. If the fault occurs, drivers will see a message on the center display screen that the backup camera is unavailable. Since 2014, a little tidbit here, Ford has used 9 different camera part numbers in the recalled vehicles, all of which were sourced from Auburn Hills, Michigan-based Tier 1 supplier Magna. However, all of the previous designs were removed from the series production as of December 2018. So there you go.
See, they couldn't trust them anymore, and so they moved on to a different company. And yes, you will have those occasional camera issues for sure, but that's more software than the actual camera itself.
So. This is a camera.
I know.
Some of them are actually the screen and the info screen that has problems too. But this is not. This is a definite camera problem. Corrosion inside the camera, as far as that goes. So anyway, great stuff for sure. All right. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio as we're discussing all things automotive as always. It's good to be here, right, Brendan?
That's correct, Amundo.
All right, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for a very long time, over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, out there in East County, AAA approved, taking care of folks for over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right there in Central San Diego. AAA approves a smog certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 8 years. And of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, right in the Golden Triangle or across from where we're at here. 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years. And our newest location, but not so new anymore, well over 2 years, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks over there for well over 2 years. We're actually heading towards number 3 here, closing out shortly. We're working on number 3 right now. We're in the midst. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason, and that is we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced, repaired, and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs. Hey, if you get an appointment, get in, ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you out about getting a West Automotive Group card. It's really quick and easy, less than 10 minutes. They can almost have you approved. and you'll get the card. The good news is this isn't a one-time thing. You have the card. Every time you use it for a repair, you can use it and have 6 months no interest where you don't have, it's like, you know, paying cash. There's no interest out of your pocket, and it gives you a little bit of time to pay it off and save yourself the trouble for sure. If you need a vehicle diagnosed for any reason, whether it be transmission related, drivability, cooling system, AC, backup camera, whatever's going on your vehicle, the best money ever spent, as I say, is on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly, which eliminates unwanted parts replacement, just throwing parts in a car, which we see a lot of. So we want to prevent that and save you money on the way. So jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment. We'll get your car diagnosed properly. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, along with low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram. And once again, by just going to westautomotivegroup.com, it's right there, and click on it and follow. We send out all kinds of cool tips and tweets. Brendan's favorite time's coming up here shortly as we head into the holidays, right?
That's
you
right.
Love the pie recipes, don't you?
I definitely do. Yum, yum, yum.
I know you do. You can also click on the Automan segments. We're in the Automan for the CW or Fox 5 every week, and or Auto Talk Radio for where we post on our we have a webpage for Auto Talk, and all the podcasts are there if you want them from there. Or if you need to pick them up on the go, you can always grab them from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeart, Radio.com, or TuneIn. There for your listening pleasure as always, right? And always, if you have a question about something automotive, you can call here, 1-888-344-1170, or email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. And I'm happy to talk about it on the air if you don't want to call in and stuff. So you got an idea for a show, something we should talk about, just autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. I'm here to hear about it. So
awesome.
What do you got to throw in there?
I got a car show for you.
Oh,
you
like. Awesome. Do yes, it.
It's Mustangs by the Bay. It'll be tomorrow, October 5th. It's going to be at, and I know I always mispronounce this park all the time, Embarcadero.
An Embarcadero. At all the right. Embarcadero.
At yes, the Embarcadero did. Marina in, Park North.
There you
in
go.
San Diego. This is a really cool event. This year, they are all the proceeds are going to be benefiting three different people. We have Feeding San Diego, VFW Post 1774 in La Mesa, and lastly, Boy Scout Troop Number 11 in Boy Scouts of America. So very, very cool people, very, very good causes. So go out to Mustangs by the Bay. The event's
probably a pretty big event, huh?
It is, yeah. It starts at 9, ends at 6 p.m.
Wow.
So very big event. You have all the time in the world to go take a look at
There'll
it.
There'll be everything sure. from the first Mustang of 64 and a half to on up.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So check them out. You get more information at MustangClubSD.com/car show.
Nice.
So take a look at that.
They're part of the Mustang Club is running that thing, it sounds like.
That's so. Right.
Good stuff, good stuff. Everybody loves
it. I believe registration is closed, by the way, for it. So
yeah.
Like, just in terms of just taking a look at more information on it, if you would like. And even sign up for next year, because I know they do this on a yearly basis. I don't know how many years it's been now at this point.
Does it say?
No, I just noticed that it talks about that this is the 60th anniversary of the GT350. So that's kind of cool news to hear, too. So
GT350 Mustang? Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was a GT500, too. Did you know that?
I believe so. Did it do?
No, well? I know so.
Oh, I know so.
I know so. Have you ever seen the movie Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yes.
So Eleanor is a GT500.
Ah, okay.
Shelby GT500.
That's right.
That's his nemesis car, you know, the one that always gets him in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep.
But the Shelby Mustang, I'm trying to remember.
There's a GT350 and there's a GT500.
Gotcha. I was just thinking, because there was a time period where it stopped selling for a while, if I remember right.
Well,
and I'm looking it up. Sure
only
enough.
Certain years did Shelby stay involved with doing that with Ford, yeah. The Mustangs.
So they were in production from 1965 to 1971. Then they took a break until 2005 when Ford brought them back again in 2005. So, because I was trying to remember that.
And Carroll Shelby's passed away. I believe he died in 2020, right around COVID.
If I remember correctly.
Yep, something right around. I don't think he died from COVID.
No, I don't think.
But it was right around the COVID time when he passed away. But he was probably in his 80s, if I remember right. So as far as that goes, there's a lot of cool history there as far as that goes. But
oh, absolutely.
Shelby was building Super Snakes out, which is they take Mustangs and build them up, supercharge them to that, you know, put out 1,200 horsepower, et cetera. They call them Super Snakes.
Yeah.
Out at they had a place at the racetrack out in Nevada out there.
Because okay. I was noticing the originally GT350s were actually first like brought over to Venice Beach and uh-huh. later at Los Angeles International Airport LAX, as mm-hmm. you guys know. But yeah, it was made in the assembly plants of San Jose.
Okay.
So it's a California-based car, too, for that
matter. Oh, Mustang, so. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why you see so many Mustangs on here on the West Coast.
Yes.
Versus, like, Camaros and Chrysler products. You go back to the Midwest, there's, growing up in Ohio, GM was very prevalent there. Mm-hmm. So there's a ton of, 67, 68 Camaros and different things like that, Firebirds, that. And then, of course, Chrysler had its, they had the Roadrunner and they, all kinds of cool Chrysler cars, too. So, some of the names are escaping me right now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Oh, I'm noticing your the Eleanor is what you were talking about. Eleanor. I found out about that.
Yeah, that was the GT500. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, nice car.
I see,
you know what those Mustangs are worth these days? Ooh, the old ones.
I completely forgot that the one I'm thinking of was back in 2000, uh-huh. that Gone in 60 Seconds. I forgot that's a remake to 1974, but... Nevertheless,
well, I was thinking of the one with Nicolas Cage too, the remake. Yes.
Yeah, that one has a 1967 Mustang Fastback.
Yeah.
So,
well, all the GTs, the 350 mm-hmm. and the 500, but all of those were fastbacks.
Oh, okay.
None of them were coupes.
Gotcha. I was going to say the 1974 one had a 1971 Ford Mustang, redressed as a 1973 model.
So.
Interesting.
74 Mustang redresses a 73 model.
Yes.
Huh. The body styles are totally different. And 73 to 74. No, never mind. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying earlier 60s Mustang.
Only other thing to mention, too, is the 2000 model, the one for like the 2000 movie, uh-huh. Had a nitrous oxide system inside it, too.
It did, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Those cars are worth some money, though, let me tell you. There's no question about it. So, anyway. Good stuff. Always good car stuff as far as that goes. I appreciate sharing it with you there, Brendan.
Carroll Shelby passed away in 2012. Wow.
Oh, was it 2012? Yeah. Wow.
Time flies fast. So he passed away at age 89.
Yeah, I knew he was up there in age a bit. So he ran a good life. He did a lot of things with cars, man. So
I didn't know he was a Formula One racer, too. Interesting.
Yeah, the what was the show he was involved in?
He was part of the team Aston Martin, specifically.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he was also.
I definitely know about his Le Mans, if that's what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I already knew that one, though.
Yeah. What was the name of that movie, though, that just came out not long ago?
Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah, Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah.
Well, you know a whole story about that, right?
Yeah. I've seen the movie multiple times.
Oh, good.
Dave Stahl talks about it to death on every one of his shows.
That's actually a good movie, though.
No, it's excellent.
There's a lot of good stuff in it. Yeah. So.
Have you guys seen F1 yet?
Huh?
Have you seen F1 yet?
No, I have not. Oh, is it good?
Dave's recommending it like crazy.
Have you seen it?
I'm still waiting for the streaming.
It's not streaming. It's in the movie theaters, right?
Yeah, or at least it's in the middle of getting streaming rights to some company at some point.
I bet you could probably go on pay-per-view and pay for it, though, huh?
For sure.
Yeah.
But he said he cried during the movie because there's a scene where...
Dave cried.
Yeah. What a surprise. but there's a scene where he's racing and then all of a sudden his eyes grow big. And he says, I went to that spot, and apparently he knows what that's like. And then we had some other racers talk about the movie over the next couple of weeks after that movie came out. And they were like, oh, no, we know exactly what he's talking about when they're at that spot.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about.
So. That spot, that speed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to hear about that stuff. So I haven't seen the movie, but I hear it's really, really good.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
Anything that deals with cars, I'm kind of into seeing, for sure.
So. Le Mans just happened a couple weeks ago, actually, again. They had
yes. Race. Yep. Yeah. They do Le Mans. Yeah. Yep. Yep. I don't know if Ford's... back then, the whole deal was that movie, the premise of that movie was Ford wanted to go and wipe Ferrari out. And they did.
Yeah.
They did. They went and did it.
They're coming back with another vehicle. I know we reported it a couple months ago, but who's they won't they? Ford. They're looking to do it in 2027 again, apparently. So they have a brand new idea for another fast vehicle for that time. So we'll wait and see what happens then. But 2027 is quite a while to go, so a lot of things can change in between, especially canceling the project entirely too. So because that seems to be quite often in the news, unfortunately. But cool concepts, nevertheless, too. Yep. I like seeing some of the concepts we're coming up.
There you go. Hey, just to throw in a little bit of automotive news, third quarter benefited from a surge of interest in electric vehicles this year, only because the end of that $7,500 tax credit is running away quickly.
That's right. Actually, it just ran away September 30th past week.
So. Yeah, I know. Well, it's not the 30th yet. It's the 27th right now. I'm sorry. That was last week.
Yes.
I'm very confused. No, you're right. We have it ended last Tuesday then, didn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Jeez, I totally forgot. I forgot. I thought we were still in September, dude. Here we are in October already.
I know. I got my decorations out because as soon as the first hit, my wife said, "All right, we're getting our boxes out."
Oh, is this for Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We already have all our.
Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I need to talk about trunk or treat, obviously going on. Yeah, we got some really cool things going on. I don't want to forget about these.
Definitely not. Yeah.
So, trunk or treat at San Diego Auto Museum will be October 25th, and Brandon will be there. Just look for the humongous pumpkin. Humongo pumpkin. I can't wait. Who made your costume, or did you buy them?
I bought it.
Oh, you did. You found a pumpkin costume for you, your wife, and for little Rusty.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Very cool. Very cool. But go take your kids Saturday, October 25th. Parents are free. Children are free as long as parents are free with a child that's 12 and under with a costume. So take your child and have them dress up and go. It's Saturday, October 25th. Pretty cool. You'll do trick-or-treating from car to car to car and into the museum and all that. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So get down there and enjoy. It's a very safe way to do trick-or-treating. You don't have to worry about out on the street, cars, kids running back and forth. Just a great way to go.
Not to mention the museum's really, really cool. A cool kids corner.
It is.
You got some really cool car history over there. And I cannot compliment the library enough as much as I can. I mean, that library is extensive and really, really awesome information in there too. So
there's so many cool cars to look at there.
Yeah.
So absolutely. And cool stuff that they do with cars.
And they change it monthly too. Keep that in mind. So whatever you saw maybe 2 months ago, you're going to think, oh, it's going to be the same old, same old. No. They change exhibits on a monthly basis. So go check it out. Honestly, it's really, really fun.
Yeah. Once again, they do so many cool things. They have a... what was I going to say? They've been doing... they do this program where... I can't think of the name of how to describe, you know, like a work program for kids they started, and they have they have a facility now and things like that. So they're helping children get trained as far as like automotive technicians and body technicians and things like that.
Yeah, it's called Ignite.
Ignite, that's the name of the program. Yeah. That's what. But basically, it's a training program that kids in high school get into and then continue on with it. So, and it's training children, kids for the industry, for the automotive industry, which is some really great stuff.
Absolutely. And keep in mind too that...
And this is no small museum there either.
Yes.
It's 17,000 square feet. It's a big museum. But what were you going to say? Keep in mind.
Well, two other things too about the museum is one that they have a new storage facility out in Santee. So they are collecting even more things to help put it into the museum. So they're also doing that. The program started off with just 3 schools signing up. They've expanded it to 16 now.
It's awesome.
All over San Diego County. And not to mention the start of these careers these kids have. You should listen to Lenny, who's the person that's behind this program and behind the whole San Diego Automotive Museum.
I was going to say, he's the CEO, isn't he?
Yes. His stories are quite amazing about the kids saying, like, my family has absolutely nothing, and because of this program, I've got an immediate career, I got immediately picked up by this auto facility to work at their place, and now I can actually afford to, help my family out at their homes and stuff like that. So it's just truly, truly amazing stuff. So If you want more information on it, you can go to sdautomuseum.org. I believe it's sdautomuseum.org/ignite. To look more into the program itself.
There you go. It's a really, great really awesome. Program, yeah. though. It's really, and they're just helping a lot of teens as far as that go that are looking for a career. I was just talking about this, and if you've been watching the news at all in the past year, Mike Rowe's been talking a bunch about trades also.
Absolutely.
Not only automotive. I mean, he talks about plumbing and electrical, and you know, there's so many people out there that college is just not the thing for them. My son was one of them. He went to college 3 times. Never finished.
Mm-hmm.
He started. Finally, I said, hey, what's the deal, man? What gives? And he goes, Dad, I just hate school. And I was like, well, you hate school because you haven't found what you want to do. So why don't you find what you want to do? And he did. So he ended up becoming an electrician. He's a commercial electrician now in the union. He loves it.
Awesome. That's what he loves.
He's got a great job, makes great living. He's super happy. So,
and if he ever is
he's been wiring all those controversial battery backup plants for Sempra as they build them.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's his job. So,
by the way, if your son's ever tired of his Ford Mustang, just give me a call.
He doesn't have a Mustang; he has a Maverick.
Maverick.
I'm gonna just give you a call. You'll be happy to take it off his hands for him.
Cut that from the episode. I'm gonna hit the dumb button.
So you don't look like you don't know what you're talking about. It's all good. Mustang, Maverick, they all start with an M, so you're fine. Don't worry about it. But yes, the museum's something amazing. So the Trunk or Treat is Saturday, October 25th. But I also wanted to talk real quick about their new, the Podium Club, which is a new thing they came up with that they're doing and trying to get the car enthusiasts involved in. So if you're interested, you can email Brandy at sandiegoautomuseum.org or just go to sandiegoautomuseum.org and check it out there too if you're interested as far as that goes. Looks like a great program. You join in, members enjoy exclusive access to private car collections, special travel experiences, special events, 15 guest passes per year, 50% additional guest passes, 20% off private event bookings, parking pass for the museum's private lot, no need to pay for parking in Balboa Park, plus more. First event is scheduled for October 18th in Julian, so sandiegoautomuseum.org and check it out, the Podium Club. If you're a real good car enthusiast, this may be for you, for sure. So good stuff there as far as that goes. All right, folks, we're going to have to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Right, we're back at it, folks, doing all kinds of great things. Hey, I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock anything but Interstate batteries at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed. They are the highest quality batteries out there for sure. If you need a battery for any other need, hey, check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries, a battery for every single need, as far as that goes. They've been around for a long time and doing quality for a long, long time. Not going to lie, they are good batteries. Number one technician recommended battery pretty much worldwide. So good stuff. Get in and get you an Interstate installed. So today we're talking about vehicle warning lights and multiple other things. We were just talking about the San Diego Auto Museum and the Ignite program. And I believe, I know they have car storage out there in Santee. You said that's also where they have their Ignite shop and everything, I believe.
That's right, too. Yep. So they have both over there.
Yep, they have both over there. The cars that are stored out there, though, you don't get to see.
No. Yeah. They just mentioned how they had a storage facility for a lot of their other things, and unfortunately they were like saying, oh, we're not going to be able to keep all these things eventually because there's just not enough room. But luckily they found a place that just opened up because a corporate office just had to open had to close down, so uh-huh. A storage facility opened up in that place, and again, huge warehouse area for them to work in, and again holding a whole bunch of stuff in there, so they're constantly moving in and out of different exhibits and things in there. So again, really awesome stuff. And I would have said, you know, go check out the gala too, because those are really fun events to go to for the San Diego Museum. Absolutely. But I think they're sold out already.
I think so.
They sell like hotcakes, basically. They do. As soon as it says it's time to sell, boom. And I'm trying to remember, have a special guest. They always bring in really cool performance celebrities to come and perform. Like 2 years ago, I think they had Sugar Ray. Last year, I definitely know they had a band that was on the TV show Yellowstone.
Yep.
There's, and I can't remember if Lenny announced who was going to be performing at the gala this year. I think he said there was a rumor.
It's coming up, isn't it, in October?
Yes.
October.
There was a rumor about a certain very famous Canadian celebrity.
Really?
That was going to be there, yeah. She was popular in the late 90s for sure.
So. Shania Twain?
No, Alanis.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Morissette? You don't
know? Alanis Morissette. Okay, yes, I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah,
her last name.
Yeah, I think there's a rumor that said that she was going to be performing for them this year, but don't quote me on that one, obviously. So, but still, very, very cool event. Go check them out. Go join that membership, too, because you get some really cool perks for that membership. And once again, selling like hotcakes, because I remember they said we soft launched it and we already had 35 members.
Oh, wow.
Quickly. They didn't even announce it. They just did a soft launch and they quickly got 35 members. So again, make sure you get it before those memberships go away really quickly, because they will in a very fast minute. So.
Yep. And today, you, on here also, you know what? If you go to San Diego Auto Museum, that shows all the cars and coffee like they're doing today.
What a great event, October 4th. Too.
Bonita Cars and Coffee, Point Loma Cars and Coffee, Rancho Santa Fe Cars and Coffee, RSD Cars and Coffee, Script Ranch Cars and Coffee, South Bay Corvette and Coffee, Classic Car Gathering, and Poway Cruisers In and Out Burger Car Show. All today, man. That's a bunch of events there.
Now that you mentioned burgers, I'm feeling kind of hungry right now.
I know. Tomorrow on the 5th is, once again, East County Cars and Coffee, Sun Fun Day Cars and Coffee, Escondido Cars and Coffee. I didn't even know we had an Escondido Cars and Coffee. There you go. South Bay Cars and Coffee, the Key Club San Diego Cars and Coffee, and San Diego Air Cooled East County Chapter. All good stuff, right?
That's right.
But what I was going to say about them also is the current exhibit that's going on right now is called Street to Track,
yes.
The Evolution of Speed. A lot of Ferraris, as far as that goes. A span of almost 8 decades, Ferrari has come to dominate the world of high-performance cars, thrilling enthusiasts worldwide within a series. Ferrari moves seamlessly from street to barely street legal to track only cars. The modifications reveal the true and consistent innovation that ensures each car produced by Ferrari since 1947 remains timeless. So super cool cars as far as that goes. Just get down and check it out for sure. Street to Track runs until November 3rd. But right now, I do believe the museum is closed. Or no, it was closed till the 28th is what it was of September. I remember there was a period it was closed. because they get ready for everything that's coming up here in October now. So it's back open. Sorry. Yep. But it was closed September 22nd to 29th, and that is their normal closing. But you're safe now. Get down there and check it out for sure. Right?
That's right.
Yeah, let's go do it. No, I was just looking on their calendar for when their the gala is. I didn't see it on here, though. But I guess it could. Are you definitely sure it's in October?
No. It already happened. Oh, man.
It did. What did it? Was it in September?
Yep.
Oh, I missed it.
27th.
Oh, see, I knew it. Yeah, so, okay, I knew it was sometime in September or October for sure, without question. Super great. So, anyway, we were just today talking about some warning lights that you should not ignore as far as that goes. Number one is the oil pressure warning light. You get one of those, pull over right away. Right?
Absolutely.
Have you ever had one?
No, never.
Never.
Once.
Not yet. Not.
I try to keep up on top of that kind of stuff for sure. So, especially if I see that kind of
light. The other one that's just as dangerous as the temperature warning light.
Yes.
Or temperature gauge gun in the red. You pull your car over because you're going into meltdown. Either one of those things, overheating or low oil pressure, will destroy a motor, and it gets real expensive real fast, right? Mm-hmm. Without question. So, there is a hint, though, that I was talking to somebody about this the other day, that is, if your car starts to overheat, you can turn the AC off, turn the heater on full blast.
Mm-hmm.
And that, because that actually, the heater core in your dash is a miniature radiator, so it just adds more cooling surface along with your radiator. Sometimes you can get a car to cool down then. It's going to get a little warm inside the car, though.
Of course.
Just a little. Yeah. You might want to put the windows down. So as far as that goes, alternator warning light, as far as that goes, there are several Japanese vehicles such as Toyotas in that if the alternator fails or the charging system or battery, it'll turn on almost every warning light on the dash. It's just how it does it. Brake warning light should scare you because you may not be able to stop because you're having a hydraulic pressure problem. Usually if you get a brake warning light, we don't want those, do we?
No, definitely not.
No. And then, of course, the all-famous, and we talked to a customer about it a week ago, I think, or something, a low tire warning light. Could just be the sensor going bad, or could be your tire's low, one of the two. So need to be more safe than sorry and get it checked out and do the things.
Absolutely.
But all those warning lights are super important. So, and just remember things such as with temperature, don't ever open a reservoir or radiator cap with a motor that's overheating, engine mm-hmm. that's overheating. You can be severely burned. So we want to avoid that stuff. For most of these, get it into a professional, get it looked at right away. But overheating or loss of oil pressure, shut it down and get it towed. Right?
That's completely right.
That's
Another, well, I guess the other light I was thinking of was the battery one too. Obviously,
yeah.
I don't know if you mentioned that, but
I did.
Charging system battery light. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's also a very important one because obviously, without power, you're going to have to jumpstart your vehicle at some point, and again, the problem is just going to get worse and worse and worse over time. So, mm-hmm. always keep on keep on track of all the lights, basically, too, for sure. Did you talk about the ABS one?
We didn't talk about ABS. Oh, okay. We did talk about brake warning light. Now, you could get an ABS warning light. You are right about that.
Mm-hmm.
The brake, usually the one that just says brake has to do with hydraulic pressure. Be very careful with that. Could be low fluid pressure. Brake pedal gets spongy. You want to be able to stop when you get going, right?
Right.
So super. But the ABS warning light is important also. A lot of times can be linked to the traction control on the vehicle also.
Mm-hmm.
ABS traction light. So
I remember I had my Chevy Sonic. This was right at the tail end of me getting rid of it. I went over a speed bump way too fast, and then my ABS light came on.
Uh-huh.
I have a button next to the shifter I had the symbol looked like a car swerving in the road.
That's traction control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as I hit that button to turn off, the ABS light went off too.
Yeah.
It didn't come on again.
Yeah, it just picked something up.
Yeah.
It picked up a glitchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it didn't glitchy anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. So Again, the best thing to do when you see one of these lights, even if it's just a glitch like you just said there too, or some other thing, take it into a qualified facility like yours. Because you want to get it checked out just to make sure nothing is in the extreme wrong.
Well, there's two things we want to avoid. Damage to you or somebody else on the road, people getting hurt, and then also damage to the vehicle.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, in all these scenarios, you can do a lot of damage as far as that goes, and it can get very expensive. With a vehicle overheating in the red, we say every mile is over $500. So you quickly, you know, you go 5 miles, you just went $2,500 into debt.
Yeah.
Actually, you go 5 miles these days with today's cars overheating, you're going to need a motor, and you just went up over $10,000 in debt.
True. Yes.
So new cars, newer cars and motors, nothing's cheap. Everything's more expensive. We were talking about this the other day with the transmission. Somebody said, well, I put a transmission in a vehicle and it only cost me like $4,000. And I look back, I was like, yeah, that was 1998. So that's 27 years ago. We got a little difference in the economy right now.
Yeah, not to mention just for inflation for that matter too. Because
$4,000
in 1998 is going to be much different than now for sure too. So
yep, and transmissions cost more than $4,000 installed now. So for most vehicles. So I giggle when I, you know, my, I tell you what, there's so many of these extended warranty companies now that advertise on TV. We won't even say their specific name, but most of them we giggle at. So
by the way, I looked it up just now, just the inflation rate just for that amount, just for fun, $8,000.
Yep, that's
days.
About right.
Yeah.
It's about right. Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll go with that for sure. Just one of those things. As far as it goes, everything keeps changing and everything keeps getting more expensive, just like homes.
Yeah.
Right? Your grandparents probably tell you they bought their house for $20,000 or something like
that. And then I look at them like, so do you know how much it's worth now?
Well, yeah, it's worth $1 million now.
Yeah.
$20,000 to $1 million. They've done well. They've done very good. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, thanks for joining us today on Auto Talk Radio. We truly appreciate y'all. And the reason they allow us to do this is because you guys listen in. So thank you for doing so. Make sure and tune in next Saturday as we'll be back live as always from 7 to 8 a.m. This will be Auto Talk Radio, and that'll be Auto Talk Radio from 7 to 8 a.m. next Saturday. So tune in. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Until then, you've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll see you next Saturday.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.